Today, on the Nerd Outcast podcast, we talk about the Nintendo Switch. Hello and welcome back. I'm your host, Chris Bastian. And like I mentioned just a moment ago, we're going to talk about the Nintendo Switch. This is a spotlight episode, so this is a little bit different from my normal format. There is no expert. This is kind of just, or there are no experts per se. There's no outcast. Usually I use these episodes to kind of touch on something that's going on either in the area or, you know, in life or whatnot. I believe the last one that we did on this was Satoru Iwata, the death of Satoru Iwata. So it's kind of fitting that now we're talking about the Nintendo Switch. Real quick, just to go around the room, I've got everyone here with me who's huge Nintendo fans. Go around and introduce yourself real quick, gentlemen.
Gavin Donnellan.
Welcome back, Gavin.
Hello.
Christian Masonic.
Welcome back, Christian.
Thank you.
John Luce.
Hi, John.
Hi.
Hey.
Hi.
So, yeah, gentlemen, let's jump right into it. Real quick, just to lay the groundwork, a few days ago, Nintendo released the trailer for their new home/hybrid handheld console, if you want to call it that, the Nintendo Switch. A 3-minute trailer was released on YouTube, and yeah, this is it. This is their next big thing. I think the gaming press kind of guessed this pretty accurately. Mm-hmm. It is a combination, a merging of their two different bases of handheld and console, and very powerful system that you can take with you on the go. Christian, you demanded that I not do this podcast without you.
Yes.
So I'm going to start with you first, reactions to that trailer.
Well, I don't have anything to say. I just like to be included.
don't want to feel left out.
I really liked the trailer. Yeah, like I think a lot of people, I was pretty much guessing that it was going to be a home console handheld hybrid. But the one thing that the thing that really struck me about it, a lot of things really struck me about it, but the thing that I was really glad to see is, you know, for so long, it was the marketing, was how they were going to go about expressing themselves when talking about this. And they did not, not only did they shy away from the Wii branding, which I kind of knew they would because the Wii U thing had been so confusing and so kind of criticized. But it was just, it wasn't childish, it wasn't families, which is, mm-hmm. Of course they're going to have family games, and for those to whom that's important, you don't need to worry about that, but they really kind of sold it as like a gadget, as something for millennials, and as something for people from, you know, the ages of 25 to 35, or 20 to 35, to be able to get and feel like it's cool and it looks cool and it can be part of your day-to-day routine as you do everything else you do. So I liked that they were pushing that because I think that's kind of that kind of mainstream sort of thing is what they've kind of gotten away from and they had pigeonholed themselves to something.
I mean, there were a lot of women playing the game in that ad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, they wanted to make it very clear.
Everyone was very attractive on both men and women.
I know.
There's no ugly people.
Where is the rich millennial market?
I know.
That they're
in the loft, they look outside, they're having a rooftop party, they're like, oh, I'll bring my Mario Kart.
Right, come from my rooftop to your rooftop, everyone.
Yeah. Taking constant flights everywhere.
Gavin, since you've already jumped in, what do you think about that? Just initial reactions to that.
I think they already announced or long since hinted that it was going to be a hybrid. So I knew that was coming too. I was excited. I was excited about it just because one, I do think that the Wii U. I like the Wii U a lot.
Yeah.
I just think that they were stupid because I know people even now, years into it, who are like. The Wii. They have no idea there's even a second thing. They thought it was I thought it was a controller.
A lot of people thought it was a
I had no idea it was a thing at first. And I was really excited about it. And this is, and I know, I think this is one of the things you mentioned you wanted us to answer and ask us. It's the first time that I'm like full on planning on buying a console immediately. I have actually never done it.
Really? You've never bought a console at launch?
No, I always got them pretty far later.
Oh,
but this is the one where I'm like, unless it ends up being like some exorbitant amount of money, but Nintendo usually charges lower as well, which I think is nice.
We will definitely talk about what the price of this ideally would be. John, what do you think of that trailer?
Ideally free!
Well, yeah.
I'm very excited. I was never for a second interested in the Wii U.
Did you have a Wii?
I have a Wii. I don't have a Wii U. It just seemed like pointless. I feel like this... I'm optimistic that this will get Nintendo out of its rut of releasing consoles that are weaker than existing consoles, that don't offer as many third-party games as other consoles. I think the home-to-mobile gimmick, if you want to call it that, might actually have some legs and might actually be pretty... There's some things I'm apprehensive about it, based on the trailer, but I'm excited that this might actually launch them back to the top where they belong.
Let's jump into apprehensions. What's one of the things you're a little nervous about?
I am nervous about several things. One is the power of the console. Is it going to be weaker than the PS4 and Xbox One?
Well, just to speak to that real quick, we know they have released spec information saying it's running on the NVIDIA Tegra chip, either the X1 or the new X2, and either one of those is very powerful. Another piece of information that came out is Unreal came out and said that the Wii U, the Switch can run both Unreal Engine 3 and Unreal Engine 4, which is the
newest. Those are good signs.
That's great. Those are great signs.
Yeah.
I think 3 is the one that's actually still prevalently used, but 4 is obviously the next step. And neither one of those are slouches. So, I mean, this thing has to be pretty powerful.
I'm hoping so.
Yeah.
The Wii and the Wii U were not.
I would like to defend the Wii U really quick.
Yeah.
I feel the Wii U gets a bad rap. Yeah. And I don't think a lot of people think about this, but that machine is broadcasting two images mm-hmm. at once, which is a very massive power hog.
Right.
And although not every game uses the second screen very well.
And increasingly fewer.
Increasingly
do,
but... fewer are. But it's still an impressive technological feat
yeah.
that Nintendo pulled off with the Wii U. I just wanted to say that about the Wii
sure.
U. I thought
and
that was
there's a
impressive.
Million great games for it.
There are really, really
there
good
are
games.
Seven.
Oh,
you walk into a GameStop, there is seven games for the Wii U.
Well, that speaks
the
to
Nintendo
that not...
section of a GameStop is about the size of...
But that may speak to how little they're supporting it. Not that there
were
only seven good games.
That brings us into the support for the Switch. Nintendo very wisely released a mock-up, just the list of names of everyone who's supporting it. Mm-hmm. Everyone from Square Enix, which we knew about, to Capcom, which is not surprising, to Bethesda, which is surprising, mm-hmm. To
Ubisoft.
And that makes me excited.
Square Enix, did you say that?
Yeah. Okay. A lot of big companies. Warner Brothers, Atlas, some of the more traditional ones, but there are a lot of people who have not worked with Nintendo mm-hmm. in a long time. And obviously, in the trailer, we saw what is hopefully Skyrim Remastered Edition.
Yeah, it better not be Skyrim old version.
No.
I wouldn't do that. But the thing I'll say to that, though, is that if you recall, at the very beginning mm-hmm. of the Wii U's life cycle, that also happened. Ubisoft really supported it, in addition to having games like Assassin's Creed and stuff on there. They even came out with their own new Zombie U. It was going to be a big tentpole Wii U franchise. We had Mass Effect. We had all sorts of games that you wouldn't normally... Batman Arkham Asylum. But nope, they didn't sell. So very quickly, all those companies were like, all right, never mind. Mm-hmm. Like, you don't want these. And the only things that sold well on the Wii U were Nintendo games. Mm-hmm. And that tends to be how it goes. So that makes I'm very concerned about the third parties. I think
well, the Wii U had The Wii U had 21 third-party companies announced when it announced the Wii U. So the Switch already has over 50, I think.
Okay.
So that's a good sign.
I seriously think they just shot themselves in the foot with the naming.
The name was
like, bad. I really think, I don't know how. Yeah,
I think everything about it was confusing.
The
dual screen, the controller, it was Wi-Fi. You could travel, but you couldn't go too far.
Yeah.
So I think the Switch, there's one thing I noticed about the trailer and I'm really curious about. It looks like in that trailer, you are either playing on the screen or you're playing on the gamepad.
Yes.
You are not doing both.
Exactly.
Which signals to me they are abandoning two screens.
Exactly. It seems to be they are.
Yeah.
Which means that And we're not just talking about the Wii U, we're also talking about the DS, because theoretically the Switch is supposed to be a merging of all their departments. Right. I don't know what will happen to the 3DS.
I think they're gonna see how the Switch goes, and they won't throw the 3DS away until they're sure they can get away with it.
Okay.
I mean, it looks like the game is a cartridge.
Yes.
The game
well, they came out and they said that the Switch will not physically be backwards compatible with Wii U or 3DS.
Right.
That does leave the option open for digital titles, but there's a lot of titles on the Wii U that if you can't use the gamepad in conjunction with the screen, will not work. The big one I'm thinking about is Mario Maker.
Well, that's why I feel... Oh, go ahead.
It would just sadden me if Mario Maker lives and dies on the Wii U.
It's coming to 3DS, so it'll have a little bit more life on it if it continues on the 3DS for a while. But yeah, it does not appear as if the Switch is a dual screen console, and I think obviously I'm sure they would have liked to continue to be able to do things like that, but I think they looked at how much that hurt them with third parties can all these games, and they're like, we're not going to figure out what to do with the whole second screen for Skyrim. We don't know. We didn't make it like that. So I think it was a risk versus reward thing, and I think they decided to go with third parties since obviously dual screen in this situation didn't do anything.
Yeah, I think they kind of painted themselves in a corner with the dual screen. It's a great idea, and it worked in with certain games. But yeah, for third party support, it makes it really hard for a developer to completely recode their games for two screens.
Do you think the Switch is a touchscreen?
Yeah, it has to be, because if you take it on the go, that has to have touchscreen.
No one touched it in the trailer.
No one touched it in the trailer. You didn't see a stylus. I didn't even see a stylus slot.
Yeah.
On the system. Well, I mean, which could be, it just might not be very visible or something.
But my guess is the original won't be touchscreen, but then in about a year they'll release like the DSi or like the
new
3DS XL, like the new Switch that has a touchscreen, just to give people more reason to.
Yeah, maybe.
That's my theory.
Yeah, could be. I mean, maybe that's kind of a way that they save some money on it. It's not, you don't need any of that technology.
But that brings me to one of my other hesitations, is battery life.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because I was doing a little research on a little thing called the Sega
Game Gear?
It was the thing after the Game Gear. It was the Sega where you could actually play Genesis games on the go.
I know what you're talking about. I forget
a
what
Detour
that, what that
or something.
Called.
I can't remember what it's called, but it had a horrible battery life. It took 6 AA batteries and it lasted about 2 hours.
The Game Gear was a fucking joke too with battery life. Yeah.
So I mean, if it's only a 2 or 3 hour battery life, it's gonna be problematic.
They show people on planes and stuff though doing it. You got to think that if it's gonna be that low, they wouldn't make grandiose statements or even imply that you can use this for a trip. I would hope not.
Nintendo has always generally been really good with their battery life. Mm-hmm. Generally, for the most part. I mean, it's what their whole...
I mean, if you're going to have a rooftop party next to your other rooftop, you got to be able to play for a while.
Right?
She was dressed up to play Mario.
Oh, by the way. Yeah.
She looked great.
Right.
But they all look great. Those were the most attractive people in the world. Every single one that they focused time on was like in the top 10 most attractive people who've ever existed. And they're all Nintendo fans. And I want to date them all.
Yep. Or at least they were paid well for it.
The, I mean, that NVIDIA chip, that is a power hog. It's not, I mean, if anyone can figure out how to take a high-powered console on the go, it will be Nintendo.
They wouldn't have done it otherwise.
And obviously, like the Wii U is like the prehistoric caveman to this step.
Right.
Like this is
it's
where
the
they wanted
version.
To go with
yeah.
the Wii U and just could not do
you
it.
You could take it on the go to the other side of your apartment. Mm-hmm. Like
I don't even think you know that far.
Yeah, it depends on your apartment.
Yeah.
I'm worried about some of the franchises. Like Pikmin, I feel did really well with touchscreen actually, and if they abandon touchscreen. I can see why they would do it. It just, you know.
I gotta be honest though. Playing Pikmin 3, I thought the best way to play Pikmin 3 was just with the Wiimote and just the flinging it seemed to work mm-hmm. better to me than with the. And like, it's also, yeah, I mean, that was one game in a franchise that has existed for most of its life without being on touchscreen.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it can do it. And we know Pikmin 4 is coming out. for what we don't know.
Yeah, I'm guessing now.
Miyamoto has confirmed Pikmin 4 is like heavy into development.
Maybe so, it's the Switch. I don't know.
Yeah, it could be the Switch.
The one thing I'm excited about the Switch is that I feel like it's actually addressing a consumer need, in that it's addressing the need for consumers. Everyone wants to be have convenience in their lives. Mm-hmm. This makes it a convenient way to play all your favorite games in any situation, anywhere you want to. I felt like while the dual screen was really cool, it wasn't necessarily addressing any problems. It was just an innovation for innovation's sake. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, solution without a problem.
Right. So I think this might tap into a broader audience, which excites me.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I think, like I mentioned this off the mic, but playing Skyrim on the go,
this sounds
very
amazing.
Appealing to me. Playing Final Fantasy, the next Final Fantasy, if I could just take it with me when I go on a trip, sounds great.
They get 7.
They have to have 7. They've already got the next Dragon Quest, so I'm calling it right now. Final Fantasy 7 will be on the Switch.
Sony half owns Final Fantasy 7.
Yeah, but Square Enix, I don't know.
Any other Final Fantasy, I would be on board with. I mean, I'm on board with it. But I think the thing is that Sony like owns Cloud, and like they lease them to, they apparently allowed them to do it on Smash.
But, I'm just calling it now. I think the remaster of Final Fantasy VII will eventually.
I will take that
cut to the Switch.
Well, I think they'll probably. My guess is like they just released the hint, and then they're gonna drop. Then they'll start dropping like the bomb, like the hits around the games. But I do think it won't be. I don't think it'll be touched because I think it's not. I think that would have been something they would have revealed. I think that's. They would have shown it.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's like a pretty integral thing to not
to like,
show.
To skip out on.
Well, you're still negotiating and things like that.
I mean,
they don't know everything.
My concerns. Like, I actually. I'm not worried about the battery life. I wasn't worried about any of that stuff. The only two things I was concerned about, which I'm sure will not be a big deal, is one, when you go. When it's to go, the controller that they're holding is real tiny. Mm. Like, little things that pop off the side.
That's another thing.
So, I'm wondering, but, like, I don't care about the Wiimotes, and they immediately, like, there's already alternates to that almost immediately.
Yeah, pro controller.
So, my guess is there's probably, I will not surprise me if they're going to have the ability to, like, plug in a controller. Like, a full-size controller where you don't have to separate it.
They showed the pro controller in the trailer.
It's like an Xbox.
Yeah,
so, it does. Yeah.
So my guess. But
that actually, I like that. That excites me.
Yeah.
So that's the one thing is the little controller. I think it's convenient. My other thought was when taking it to go, what will, like, does it flip over? Like, how do you protect the screen? Like, is it going to have like a, and I'm sure they'll think of that as well, because there's no way, like, it exposed like that would get scratched up badly.
Kind of like the Wii, remember the Wiimote little condoms? Do you remember the Wiimote condoms?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Little covers.
Maybe I mean.
Or it'll be like a case where you flip it like a Kindle or something. I don't know. Those were my only two things that I was like,
I'm going to be honest. The thing that I'm not all that concerned about the portable nature of it, because I'm going to be frank. I'm probably not going to take that with me everywhere I go, on the bus, on the train, and play it like that. I'll take it on trips.
Yeah.
Things like that. And I will enjoy the convenience of being able to move from my TV to maybe my bed or something.
Or to the rooftop next door.
Or to the rooftop so I can attend a fancy young person party.
After this, you guys, I'm having a rooftop soiree. I just want you guys to know.
Oh.
But only if you're like real pretty and dressed up.
Mario in high-waisted designer skirts. So.
John's actually wearing a high-waisted designer skirt right now.
And he's ready for the bar.
Yeah.
But it's too big of a thing for me to really be using it like I used a 3DS. And honestly, I mainly played 3DS at home. It's just like generally like on the bus and the train, like it's just not convenient to like get immersed in a game. That's where mobile gaming comes in. And that's where just listening to podcasts comes in. Like it's just, those are quick little trips that I can't, you know, I don't want to play Skyrim on the subway. Like, I'm not on the subway long enough. Like, it would be weird. And then I'd like get into it. By the time I get into it, it's time to get off. So it's just, I think it's nice that you can do it, but like, I'm mainly going to play it at home. And I just think, I imagine a lot of people are.
Let's move on to storage, because we know they showed that the Switch is running, uses carts. They're going back to carts.
Which is cool.
Which is cool. Cart technology has definitely expanded over the years. I do not think any way that a high capacity cart can hold as much as a high Blu-ray disc. I think a Blu-ray disc just does hold more. But carts nowadays are up to what, like 32 gigs, 64 almost?
Something.
As
it did in Nintendo 64, load times go away.
Which I think is really important for a portable system for sure.
Well, also, if you had a disc in it and it moved, it. Like,
yes.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I mean, just physically, I can't. Because that's what I thought at first, too, when I was asking a friend of mine. My friend Nick, who is still insistent, by the way, if we do Final Fantasy VIII, that he has to be there. He'll be the only one that's for it, but
in the world.
Yeah, and he's aware because he's listened to all of ours.
He was like,
yeah, he pointed out, like, logically, it just couldn't have a disc.
No,
it's going to move. No. It would be.
Whenever I had a portable DVD player, like, shit got ruined all the time.
Oh god.
I hadn't even thought it hadn't even occurred to me. Like, of course.
I'm optimistic on that. I mean, if they can fit Xenoblade Chronicles onto a tiny little 3DS. Cartridge.
Yeah.
I'm not too worried about that.
No.
That game, which is bigger than it has any business to be.
Oh, like, it's excessive. Yeah. Excessively
just,
large.
Just
like, no reason
gratuitous.
To be.
Well, and notice in the trailer, the loading dock for the actual cartridge is in the portable part of the system.
Yeah.
It's not in the home base section.
No, so.
It does make me wonder how much storage is on that handheld.
I think that is sort of the console, and the device that you're plugging it into is essentially just a base and a way to connect it to the TV.
Oh, that's what I assumed it all was.
Yeah.
The whole thing is clearly in the, it just moves.
Yeah. It's literally a mobile console.
This has been a sticking point with Nintendo, like back in the Wii days, like the Wii came with like, what, 512 megabytes of storage, and the Wii U came with 32, and like 8 of that was used up by the system memory.
So 32 you,
so
if you,
you
got the 32. I got the 8. I
so
got
you
the white
instantly
8.
Had to get an external drive, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It makes me wonder, like, what is the storage on that portable part? Because some of these games are going to be very large, and you obviously want to take them with you, so I'm just curious how much storage that device will have on it. Can't take that. Somebody's stealing my beer. My cider.
Strongbow honey hard apple cider.
I wonder
those of you want to drink like they do on Nerd Outcast Podcast.
What do you want to say?
This part's
going
to get heavily edited.
I wanted to go back to the controllers for a second.
Mm-hmm.
One thing that was really exciting to me is that they have a Xbox-esque controller to go with it because I have large hands. And...
Yeah, that's why.
And
I'm
one thing that kind of keeps me honestly from playing a lot of Wii games. I have a Wii. I don't have that many Wii games. Is because it's just a tiny controller for me. It's not very big. It's not doesn't feel very natural for me to hold. So I'm excited. There's an actual solid controller.
Oh yeah, I use the Wiimote for Netflix.
What do you?
That's all I use. I use it for those. I won't play. I don't play any. I don't. Yeah, me too.
What about the DS or the 3DS?
The DS I had a lot of trouble with,
okay.
And I love my 3DS.
Do you have an XL?
I have an XL. Of course I do.
See, the Wii U should be great because that's a gigantic...
that's a dinner plate in your hand.
Controller. Well, they have the Pro controller too, and
that's true, you can eat on
it. Oh, true. Very true.
I do. I eat on mine all the time.
You eat on the Wii U controller?
It's a dinner plate.
Oh, I hope that's a jest.
So let's move on to a question I threw out to all of you. So are there any details about the, like, we haven't really talked about price. Where do you think this thing needs to sit with pricing? And that very loud siren is going to go right behind me. There it goes, ladies and gentlemen. Price. Where do you think they need to sit with the price on this thing? And what do you think they'll really actually release?
I think Nintendo's always the thing they have always done well with is being under the margin of the other two,
mm-hmm.
the other two main systems like Xbox and PlayStation, because that's what Wii when it came out, that's what it did, and I think that was one of the huge selling points.
But they
were
able to do it because it was so cheap. This isn't as cheap
because Wii was
a GameCube with motion controls.
It was a lesser technology.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I think that I'm hoping that it's not because but that was the big thing when PlayStation 4 came out. It was so expensive it turned people off.
Yeah,
and
that's
then
the new console.
Or
PS3
was
the price.
That was ridiculous.
It was
like $5.99.
They've been like a bunch of them. The other have been so high that people are like, well, I'm not paying for that. So I'm hoping that it's like I'm gonna guess that it'd be in the 3 to 4 range is where I think it's.
I think it could easily be $2.99. The lowest I've seen some things online. The lowest prediction I've seen has been $249. That seems a little pie in the sky.
In Australia, it's listed as pre-sale for $9.99. But
thanks, Australia.
But like, they already put a pre-sale on it and a bunch of other games that have not even been claimed to be out. A friend of mine in Australia is very excited, and he's like, that's just a thing they do sometimes there, and then you buy it and then they just give you the cost difference back.
I predict it'll either be two, or and they may even do what they did with Wii U, it may be $2.99 and then $3.49 but with a game.
My guess is it'll be about $3.50. I was reading a lot of analysts' reaction to the Switch, and they almost unanimously say it has to be $300 or less to be successful. But my guess is because it is new and it is powerful technology, it's going to be a little more expensive.
Do you think they'll throw in a game, though, just to make that more palatable?
I don't think
they'll throw in Zelda or anything.
I feel like that's what they do later to get people to continue to buy consoles. So I feel like it won't come with the game.
Okay.
I feel like
they'll thematically.
They'll do a thematic, like, once they finally release a Metroid for it, they'll do, like, a Metroid version.
That's so sweet.
Like, I have the Halo version of the Xbox One.
I have a Zelda. Mm-hmm. That's what got me. I have a Zelda Wii U.
I have a plain white Wii U.
Racist.
Got the Zelda. Are there any details about the system that you hope that they announce? Maybe something... price. But I mean, is there a feature? I want to kind of go around the room. Is there a feature that you hope that they announce? I've definitely got one, but I kind of want to hear what you all say first.
4K.
Really? You wanted to go 4K?
I don't think it will, but I'm curious to see, because that's kind of the next frontier.
Does PS4 go at 4K?
They're flirting with it. I think they're new. Okay. Like, the, what is it, the... They have, like, their new versions that are come out. Like, they're, like...
4K TV?
No. Oh, God, no. Okay. But it'd make you want to buy one.
Fair enough.
Yeah, what is it? The Xbox One and S or whatever? And then
there's
PlayStation?
There's the S, but there's also the Scorpio. Is the Scorpio the S?
I think the Scorpio is the S.
Okay.
They're, like, really terrible ideas to, like, upgrade the...
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway.
Christian?
I guess I would think it would be... I want Nintendo to start implementing where if you have bought... a game via virtual console or anything else, you get it. And there's some sort of system that they're like, you have bought The Legend of Zelda Link to the Past. We know this. You can download it here. People have been complaining about that for years. Nintendo never does it. Other consoles are doing it. And I think part of the reason they haven't done it is because they haven't had a unified system where they even know if you've bought it. But I think they're kind of starting to try to get into that. And I would like to see this be the console where they really blow that up. Because, you know what? I have a lot of virtual console games on my Wii U that I didn't finish that I'd like to bring on over.
Yeah, I don't know if there'll be a system transfer like there was on the Wii to the Wii U. But Gavin, what do you...
I just learned that. I didn't know that was a thing until like a week ago. That would be cool. I think that... I don't know, actually. I think that I'm just more curious to see what they keep saying and like what they keep revealing. I'm definitely interested to see how it goes portable. You know, I'm wondering if they are going to find a way eventually to do the dual thing, like if it maybe comes out for certain games that it can, like, then both screens can be used. I feel like that's something they would have announced already, though. So not really. The only thing I'm hoping for is the option to have the portable one be with, like, full-size controllers. That'll be the one thing that I'll be, like... Because I also have sizable hands.
Well, they did show the portable on when one of the guys was on the airplane. There was the portable set up, and he plugged in the Pro Controller to it.
Did he?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
that was the first reveal of the Pro Controller.
Cool, then I'm done. I got mine.
Which is what I like. I think they did a good job of showing the options, the different ways you can play it. Like, because you can play it with the one hand, one side of the controller, or you can play it with both. It's kind of like a...
A nunchuck
kind of thing, yeah.
I'm in your boat, Christian. I was thinking about this. I would love to see a resurgence of the virtual console. Mm-hmm. I feel that was such a great idea, and they just really let it go to the wayside.
Yeah.
I hate that I have to purchase Mega Man X on my Wii U, but if I want to play it on my 3DS, I also have to purchase it on my 3DS, and that's just really frustrating. There was I don't know if you saw this, there was like 3 or 4 months ago, there was a survey going around in Japan, Nintendo asking what Japanese people felt about a subscription service and being able to play older titles through a subscription service.
Like signing up to Nintendo Netflix.
Kind of like, and having access to a large catalog. Would you be open to that?
I would be open to that, yes.
Okay.
Like a Netflix. I would absolutely.
Like a Netflix.
I like that better. better than buying certain games, because there's certain games like I don't need to sit down and play the whole damn game, but I just want to play it for like a bit. Like, I mean, I don't want the investment of like when I buy something, you know, like I bought Earthbound and I played it before all the way through and I loved it. But like I bought it and I played it for a while just to kind of remind myself of it. And then it was all like, well, I'm done. But then I kept seeing it on there and I'd be like, I'm not going to go back to you. I'm not going to play that whole game again. It's a long game. So I like that idea that I have everything. Mm-hmm. I pay as much money, like $10 a month,
like Xbox
or whatever.
Live, or
yeah,
you know,
and then I can just play everything kind of a la carte, whatever I want.
I would absolutely do that. That'd be, yeah.
One thing we haven't discussed is in the basketball segment of the yeah. trailer is that
guys, let's take a break from playing basketball to play a basketball video game.
That so they're, excited
that they're playing. Two together, like they're playing the same game with two consoles together.
Yeah.
So I'm intrigued to learn more about that, about the connectivity, how easy it is.
Right. Mm-hmm. Like, because we're all gonna be nerds and we're all gonna have them, which means we could sit at this exact table with all of our Mario Karts.
Yeah.
This and was play something. Them. This was something they mentioned way back when they were doing the Wii U. You know, I remember seeing an article saying yes, you can use more than one gamepad with a Wii U. And then that obviously never came to fruition. So it would be very cool to see these devices talk to each other. Like if I have one, you have one. Much like the 3DS or whatnot.
And how easy and intuitive is that?
Right. It needs
or is it
to
a pain
easy.
In the ass?
Yeah.
It should be easy.
Yeah.
They'd be smart to make it easy.
Well, because you can do it with the DS if you're close enough to it.
Yeah.
Or like if we all have one and we're all playing Mario Kart on our individual screens.
Yeah.
That would be cool. That's a good point. Let's take a quick break, and then when we come back, we'll play the prediction game. Trailer, and they very quietly released footage of a new Mario game within the trailer. It's very short. It looks a little bit like Galaxy than it does 3D World, but it's hard to tell. It was so short. But obviously a new Mario game is in the works, and that Mario Kart that they showed had things in it that are not in Mario Kart 8.
Right. But it was still definitely 8. It's going to be an 8 special edition.
That
will have new
like
DLC
that
is not available.
Which is great. I thought Mario Kart 8 was fantastic.
Oh, of course.
So, what games does this need to launch with?
Well, I mean, some of these we already know, so that it's hard to say they're predictions. We know they're doing Zelda. We know they're doing Mario, and those are the two most important ones.
Do you think Mario will be out at launch? We know Breath of the Wild will be.
No. That game, to me, which, yes, I agree, looks to be more of a traditional, for lack of a better, mainline 64, Sunshine, Galaxy, now this. That seems to be the... Whereas 3D World was kind of an offshoot. So this seems to be more of that style, the true, like, single-player, first-person, but where you're really, you can control the camera and things like that, not that isometric style. That's going to be, like, a real big fucking Mario game, probably, but it doesn't look done by, like, even close to done. It looks like there's still, like, that little cowboy town he was in at the beginning looked like they're still like this is our demo version of what it will be. So my guess is it'll be out in 2017. My guess is it'll be out for Christmas 2017. But that's still launch window to me. That's early enough that's okay. I mean, when you're starting out with Zelda, when you have Mario Kart probably pretty soon and Splatoon, we're going to bring those games, which a lot of people didn't get a chance to play because they didn't buy a Wii U. You'll probably get Smash Brothers, I'm guessing, will also be ported over. If you get a Pokemon game too, if you get some other stuff like that, if they do a Pokemon Go, for it. That'll get them successful. But really, the holy trinity of Nintendo is Mario, Zelda, and Pokemon. And as long as you have those in the first year, I think you're going to be okay.
My other Nintendo
fans. Won't do Smash yet. They won't do it. They're going to hold because every single time they release a Smash Brothers, they draw it out. And they do slow character reveals. They do a lot of...
They're not
going
to do a new one. They're going to do the old one, port it. That's all I'm saying.
I don't know. I think they'll wait. Okay. I think they'll hold it. And then I think that they'll... But the, I mean, they're going to do one.
Yeah.
And I think that... I would not surprise me, actually, if they popped out with an entirely new Mario Kart altogether. And that was just a hint. Mm-hmm. And then it's going to turn out that they're completely... Even if it still has similar features, it'll be totally new. Mm-hmm. Because that one has been a while. That one has been a long time out. So I think that's overdue, and they love throwing those out. So I think that'll come out within the first year. I'm sure they'll find a way to throw a Mario Party in there, especially now that they can all link. Mm-hmm. That they'll do that one, even though I think they've ruined that line of games. I used to love those, and the new ones are the last three... Or however many they've had.
I've heard some people say that four. There hasn't been a good one since four.
They've gone way off the rails on that. I think things I think they're overdue for. I think that I could see them surprising with like big names, like throwing in Metroid. Obviously, their biggest canon is going to be Zelda.
Yeah, and I think they get the criticism of, you know, like, there just weren't enough games and it took too long on Wii U. I can't imagine they'll do that again.
But that's my worry.
Sure.
My worry is that it's basically going to be Zelda. That's all they're going to have for launch.
Breath of the Wild.
That they'll have some half-assed, rushed ports of Wii U games. Mm-hmm. Maybe like the Skyrim remastered, like a few stragglers here and there, and then they'll have like a dance party bullshit game, and maybe like a sports game, and then Zelda. So that's my worry about they're just gonna have that for launch, because I think in order for people to pony up the cash, especially in March, which is another launch window that kind of concerns me.
Yeah, it's
I mean,
it's
a weird time. That's my birthday, so all of you just, you know, I'm
I think,
just saying.
I think the mentality behind it is like, the holidays are past, people will have some money saved up by March to be able to buy it, but also it feels a little bit kind of like a dead man zone.
It's kind of like they really wanted it to launch it in Christmas 2016, and they just couldn't get it done, and they didn't want to wait it.
Right, yeah.
I think historically speaking, March is when they release actually most of their handhelds. The Game Boy Advance, which is interesting that it's...
But also, I'd say a handheld launch is a lot different than a console launch.
It's also because in Japan, that's the New Year rotation. Mm-hmm. Like, they have their New Year, like, just 31st, but their actual New Year is March. It's the end of March. So, theoretically, I didn't know all the systems came out roughly that time, but that consistency would show why. If they're releasing both of them at the same time, like here in Japan, it would be... Because it's like a big spring rotation for them... That's...
Yeah.
It would make sense if that was why.
I would say they need at least one big-ticket Mario game to go with it. Like a Mario Kart.
Or the Mario might be done. They might actually...
Maybe. Could be.
They might... If they've been sitting on it for a while.
Yeah.
I think just... Zelda will get a lot of people to buy the console, but I don't know if it'll get enough people to buy the
especially
console.
Since you can play it on Wii U. So for people who just care about that and they have the Wii U, they may be like, I'm not going to buy it.
See, I think that, and I think it's really weird. I think it's a really odd choice to go like that.
But it worked. It worked for Twilight Princess. Mm-hmm. That's exactly what they did. They put it on Wii and on GameCube, and they launched them at the same time. And
I think
it worked.
They actually held back the GameCube.
They did hold back the GameCube for about a week
Wii
or two.
First.
Yeah.
Huh.
Which I don't know if are they doing that with Breath of the Wild? Are they launching it first on Switch?
They have not said. We know it's both on Switch and Wii U,
we just
but
haven't
who
given
knows when.
It. Okay.
Yeah.
I'm a little. I'm a little nerd. I'm in your boat, John. I don't want to see a repeat of Wii U where it's like it was great that Arkham Asylum and Mass Effect 3 were on there. Those had already been out.
Yeah, those were
year old
games. Yeah.
I think like the Switch needs to launch with the new Call of Duty, whatever. That, which is
right.
not interest to me.
Yeah.
But
even that, like the
new
Call of Duty,
stuff.
Will come out in November, and this coming out in March. Now, what it should really have? And it won't, because it'll be too much. It should have Mass Effect 4, because that's what's going to be coming out around that time, and that is going to be the biggest thing going on at that time. And it will. If it can have games like that, but like, then I think, like, how can that portable controller do Mass Effect 4? Like, I just don't believe that it's got that power.
I don't know. I guess we'll have to see.
I think that brings up a good point. I think if they were, if not at launch, but shortly thereafter, they were able to launch new games that are also going on the PS4 and Xbox One, I think that would be huge for them.
Because even 6 months, you know, because like the Skyrim Special Edition, that's very cool, but like Skyrim Special Edition comes out like this week.
And also it's a special edition, so March. It has a limited audience.
Yeah, it does. Yeah, I mean, if the system is powerful enough to have Mass Effect 4 on there, it needs to have Mass Effect 4 on there.
And that's the kind of things that are going to get people to go like, it's just a regular console like everything else. It's got, I can just buy this
one. And that's why I think I was really concerned about the technical specs of it, is because I feel like ever since the Nintendo 64, Nintendo's been behind on...
GameCube was actually very powerful. On par, if not ahead of
PS2. I'll give you that, but... For the most part, it's been behind the ball on technology. It's opted for more like unique gaming gimmicks, like motion control, which actually was a huge thing. The Wii sold 100 million.
Yeah, Wii won that generation.
And then the Wii U sold 13 million.
Yeah.
So I think they've been. I think this is their chance to kind of reassert themselves at the front of the arms race, as it were.
Yeah.
And so I'm optimistic, but I worry that there's going to be some of those things that...
With just the fact that they're an alternative, like, do I think they're going to beat the PS4?
No.
But the Xbox is really just kind of doing what the PS4 does, only people are a little less interested.
Yeah, the Xbox is under 10 million, I think.
Yeah, so I think there is room for, like, you can't, maybe you don't just have a Switch, but you have a PS4 and you have a Switch. Mm-hmm. I think you can get a lot of people on board.
Go ahead.
Oh, I was just going to say, because the one thing Nintendo has that I feel like... The reason Xbox, I think, is tanked because it has so few Microsoft-only titles. Yeah. Like, it has Halo, and that's about it. But Nintendo has this enormous reserve of amazing titles. So if it can show itself to be as technologically advanced as the PS4 and Xbox One, plus have all these amazing titles, I think it...
They have a mass, like Nintendo's always had a mass appeal that has lacked in the other systems. Right. In that, like, the other systems are for people who, like, they all very focus on, like, realistic, more gritty, more more boy games, like shooters and that kind of stuff. And that's actually why I don't care for them. Like, I'm not interested, because they don't display array of games that have any interest to me. And Nintendo has always, like, done a very good job of hitting, like, the fam... Like, it's more accessible to the family. And I think that, if they could hit both...
Yeah.
Like, if they can hold on to their power that goes with... The Mario thing is the fact that, like, your parents don't care if you play Mario. Huh. And nowadays, many parents don't... They should care about a lot of games that come out that are real... You know, real grungy or really dark.
And Christ, not only do your parents at this, you know, in 2016, not only do your parents not care if you played Mario, your parents probably played Mario.
Right. Well, that's what excites me also about the trailer we saw, is that it acknowledges that Nintendo's fan base has grown up.
Yeah.
Like, I think it went...
There was a Pokemon ad recently that hit that really hard.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
Sure. I mean, you just have to look at Pokemon Go to see.
Yeah, right. It's... See that. I think for a while, Nintendo was... steeped a little too far into the family kitty realm, which growing up, most video gamers, when we were young, were kids. So that makes sense. But also, like, us, we're in this room, we're all in our aggressively early mid-30s.
I'm in my 20s.
You're in your 20s?
Yes.
Great. Good for you.
God damn.
You just look like you've been more...
But gaming is now an adult thing. It's now firmly an adult thing. And there's, of course, a huge kid market, and they should attend to that as well. But I think the Wii and Wii U, while there are many great things about it, went too far to the kiddie aspect.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, I think they're definitely trying to... And they're the only ones really doing this. I think they're trying to set themselves up. They're still not competing directly with Microsoft and Sony. Right. And I think that's wise. I do like so far the early reports I've heard of the power of the system, just because I think it'll help court third-party developers. Mm-hmm. But I think that's something that they're actively trying to fight is the encroaching of other things on gaming time.
Yeah.
You know, Netflix and who controls the TV and tablets. Like Nintendo has been at the forefront of this battle right. for a long time. So I think the Switch is a direct attack against that. You know, like, oh, you don't have time to play your console? Take it with you.
Yeah.
Right. You know, play it on the bus, play it on here, play it there. So I think that is...
Well, I appreciate their inventiveness. Yeah. I feel like Nintendo... Yeah. Nintendo not only is the most inventive, it also creates, I think... It's like flagship games are always so solid and so well made. I feel like Sony and Xbox One, as much as I love my Xbox and I love my PlayStation 3, is like they're just these boxes filled with computer chips. Like they're just shoving up the power.
They don't have an identity unto themselves.
Right.
So like there's no like you see Nintendo on as a logo, as a game, you know the feeling it's going to have and like the level of quality is guaranteed.
And I appreciate that they're concerned about inclusivity in gaming. They're concerned about different generations of gaming. Like they're concerned about how to get more people into gaming, which I admire.
I always hear it called the Pixar of video game companies, and I really think that's the
that
really hits it on the head. It's games that by their appearance might be for children, but adults really like them too, and they're just consistently great after great after great.
Well, that's always been their style. That was their thing with like Smash Bros. I think I don't remember who way up in Nintendo said it. They're quoted like, we design our stuff that anybody can pick it up, but to master it takes a lot.
Right.
Right? Like, Chris has parties, you know, where we'll hang out and we'll play, you know, and we'll do Smash Brothers, and people will come in, usually the ones that, you know, are drinking with Melissa in the kitchen, and they'll come over here, and they'll, like, pick up and they'll play around.
Yeah.
And they can move it around, and they can they'll have no problem, they'll play. I mean, they'll get destroyed by a bunch of us because we have now picked up, like, what is the next move of it. So I think it's interesting that you have those parameters. Where, like, I went over to my friend Jonathan's house not too long ago, and he has I don't even know which one. Again, they're so the same to me. I don't know if he's got a PlayStation or Xbox. I think it's PlayStation. And he was showing me some of the games in there, and I was just like, it was not something I could just immediately pick up. It was so complicated.
Yeah.
So I do think that's a nice... They can bridge.
Well, is the system a day one purchase for you? Do you foresee you getting this when it first comes out?
I need more information. I can't say that definitively because of the fact that I know that it's extremely important to me that I have the ability to play Breath of the Wild right away, but I own a Wii U. So they need to show me what their games will be and convince me that I need to play not only Breath of the Wild, but this and this and this and this. Mm-hmm. Now, my Wii U is not in great shape. I had all those issues before.
Oh, yeah.
Some of it got fixed, but some of it isn't.
Oh, you were eating on it.
Oh, you just took it outside of the room. You have to just take it back into the room where
that's
right. Stop playing it over here.
But, like, I have no online functionality right now. I can't do anything online with it. So, like, right now I'm playing Twilight Princess, and, like, it's fine. I'm just playing Twilight Princess and not needing to go online. But, like, if there's online things about Breath of... I could probably call Nintendo and try to get it fixed, but I've already been dealing with them for so many things with this thing. I'm tired. So I haven't done it. So, like, things like that will, like, it's time for me to get a new Nintendo console. So, like, I'm willing, but I need to hear a little bit more.
NES Mini.
I could get that as well. But that will play Breath of the Wild. It won't. It won't.
I will say this is the first console, and I don't know how long, that I'm considering buying at launch or very near launch. Usually, I've waited a year or two to buy, and usually I buy used, so... I think this might be unique enough that I might actually want it. Plus Zelda. I need to play Zelda.
I bet the Wild looks more
interesting. I don't know what's wrong. Yeah.
You're going to just take the week off on that thing. Gavin?
I mean, my star count, like I said, is instinctually, I was like, yes, I think I would buy this. It does, if I have nothing to play on it, then yeah, I'll also end up... So my idea is I would like to see myself... at this point, I'm like, yes, I'd like to buy it right away. But then if I do find out, in 6 months... they're going to release a bunch of games they haven't released yet. and it's going to come out in some kind of special edition, then I could see myself. I could see myself holding off, and I hadn't thought about that until sitting on this couch for this. So thank you. That if I get wind that it's like, yeah, like I've got to have more than just the Zelda one, as you guys know from the Wind Waker podcast. Like, sure, I might play it, but I'm not over the top with it because I think it. I don't like taking 7 hours to walk across the field. I did not like Ocarina of Time for that reason. It took too long. So I am not super excited. I mean, I think the game looks cool, but I'm not even sold on, like, yay, I really want to play the Zelda game. I'll probably end up coming upstairs to watch Chris play it. It's not a selling point for me. If they release, like, another Link Between Worlds, I'm all over it. So, yeah, so that'll be... Yeah. I hadn't thought about what they release with it, so...
Is there a franchise you would love to see come to the system?
I mean, there's so many things I want to see developed.
Sure.
I want Super Mario RPG 2. I want, like, a legit one. I have Color Splash, and I love it. It is really good. It's such an improvement over Sticker Star. It's, like, Sticker Star was fun, but, like, I had some issues with it, and this one just trumped. They fixed that. That word has been ruined. Something's been trumped.
Damn it. Yep.
So yeah, obviously Smash Brothers is my big forefront. I'm a huge deal with that. If they could get if they have Final Fantasy VII,
when it comes out in 10 years,
I will throw a child out of the way. I'd probably do that anyway, but like that would absolutely put me to the front line.
I can't believe I'm gonna say this, but Dragon Quest will actually
bring
me to the front.
I want just a ridiculous amount of JRPGs. I want just like I want to be inundated with them. I want them slapping me in the face.
Like, I need them to have a game in the beginning that, like, because I mean, I don't need to have like 10 games. I don't need to have 10 games right away to play. I need one that makes me, when I get home, my schedule is now remarkably out of control. And now, like, recently Color Splash has got me where I come home and I, like, will pick it up and play it. And it's great. And it's like, I need games like that where I'm like, when I get home, I'm like, yes, I want to play it. Not, oh, I'm going to go plan a workout or a lesson plan or, you know, feed my animals or what. You know, I don't know. These are all things I still do. Sorry. But, you know, like, it's in my actual inventory to do it. Where recently, I'll sit down to play a game. Like, I'll be like, I want to play a game. And I'll sit down and then I end up watching Netflix.
Yeah,
I end up not actually doing it.
And that's even been happening to me because I'm just like, I'm fucking tired, man.
Yeah.
I don't want to have to think.
But like,
play games.
But something's... This is also why I am absolutely... One of my favorite systems of all time is the DS. And I love it. I love it because I can take it with me and then it's in my
bag. You're counting 3DSs, DS.
Yeah, 3DS. Yeah, but I mean, that whole line. I have been on board with them. And I love that you can take that along. I know that John is also very
much... Snap it closed. You don't have to worry about saving and...
Yeah, we're very 3D. Like, we're very pro 3DS. That is actually one of my concerns is... Bringing this out will like take that away because I do like that. I love that system and I love what that offers. Yeah, because I have windows where I feel like playing, and so yeah.
In terms of games or franchises, I would like to see. I think you know my first one, and that is Little Franchoise. I like to call a Metroid. I would very much like to see Metroid, particularly. The Metroid Prime series come back. Metroid Prime is my favorite video game.
Metroid's, they're way overdue, aren't they?
They're extremely overdue. Isn't going to be one for the Wii U.
Or Mega Man.
That franchise, that console entirely.
Yeah, that's not happening.
But two other things. That's obvious why you should want that, because those games are the best games. But besides that, I want them to not forget about Star Fox just because Zero didn't go well. Mm-hmm. Because I really like Star Fox, and I think Zero just had some intrinsic problems with what they were trying to do with it that doesn't speak to the franchise itself. And I think they really need to bite the bullet and do a 3D console Pokemon.
Yeah.
That would just everybody in the world would want to play a Skyrim-esque Pokemon where you're traveling around. And,
well, that brings me
I can't believe they haven't done that.
That brings me back to, I want to say something about the RPGs. About the RPGs.
Hitting you in the face.
Yes. slapping me, like, with their RPG dicks. Just slapping me in the face. You're going to cut that out, right? Great.
No, leave it.
No, I'm just kidding.
See, the reason I want that is because Nintendo used to be the home of RPG. Like, it used to be where the best RPGs were. And then Nintendo 64 came along, and there was...
It was the home of every kind of video game, really. Like, everything started.
Everything. And then there was basically, like, two RPGs for Nintendo 64.
One of which is Ogre Battle 64 Person of Lordly Caliber, which is amazing.
Which is great.
Really good.
And there's a few more for GameCube, but, like, it stopped being a place where RPG developers went.
Yeah.
And now the conversation has moved from the Final Fantasies of the world to Bethesda. Bethesda has basically changed the conversation on RPGs, whether you like it or not.
Yeah.
I mean, and the new Zelda, you can see the influence of Bethesda on the new Zelda.
I love Bethesda.
The giant open world.
I love Fallout 4.
They're great. They're absolutely great. But I would love to see JRPGs make a comeback, and Nintendo be the home for that. Because I love all of those series. I love the Xeno series. I love the Tales series.
You know, you'll get Monster Hunter on it, I'm sure. Yeah.
So bringing that back would be amazing for me.
Yeah. No, I agree with you. I mean, Dragon Quest is a great barometer.
Dragon Quest is amazing.
Follows the systems that do
well. Do you think
they'll
get Kingdom Hearts?
I think they're beginning a new partnership with Square Enix, and I think that they'll probably... I actually saw this article today on US Gamer about Square Enix wanting to bring more titles to the West, so I think they'll use any outlets.
I mean, a Kingdom Hearts game that had, like, their fucking Kingdom Hearts characters and Mickey Mouse and Mario, like, come on. That would just
be... Yeah, especially if they fell in love.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Who do you think would be at the bottom? Mickey Mouse?
Mario. Totally.
Right.
Yeah, I think Mickey's a fey top. I think he's a queenie top.
This part will not be edited out.
This
needs to stay in there.
You also have to remember that by the time the Switches come out, they will be launching their games on mobile.
Switches.
You know, with Nintendo finally pushing into the mobile space.
Yeah.
Super Mario Run,
really
Fire
excited
Emblem.
About that. And I think I expect Run will be... I absolutely expect there will be a Switch version of Pokemon Go. That you can take your thing and do it. It's too
maybe
big for the Chinese.
I think
they'll do Mario Run too.
Oh boy, that was a short fuse.
What?
But it was a good fuse.
Yeah,
I
love
fuses. But my friends who are like, I have a friend who literally has played through every single version of Pokemon, which most of them in the middle are the exact same damn game.
Yeah. I played
He's
two.
Played them all. And he dropped that thing. To me, when I found he dropped it, I was like, whoops.
Yeah, but...
He's just someone who I think would have taken
it. This is totally a tangent, but to see the sales of Pokemon Sun and Moon will be really interesting. To see if they get a huge bump from Pokemon Go. For people who are like, oh, I really liked Go. Here's the actual, like, the next mainline Pokemon.
Right.
I want to check this out. My brother is buying Pokemon Moon. They all do so well.
They're the best-selling... on, I think, every single handheld since Game Boy, they are the best selling.
Well,
games.
They're
like the
Madea
movies of Nintendo. Like, they just all do well. They're all...
Yeah, they're reinventing. They're taking the old ones and putting them, like, with new elements.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, it's not an... it's a... Yeah.
All right. Well, back to the Nintendo Switch. We unfortunately need to wrap this up. I think you all had really great final thoughts. Is there anything...
Are we going to do the prediction game?
Well, we kind of did.
Did
you,
we?
Well, a little bit. We kind of drifted around it. Do you have other predictions?
Oh, no. I thought it was like an actual game.
Oh, no.
I was excited for the prediction.
The game was three games that you predict will come out with the system.
I have a question. Do you think Retro's working on a game for the system?
Yes.
And if so, what do you think it is?
I think...
Donkey Kong 3?
I think most of Nintendo's hardcore developers have long since switched to the Switch.
Okay.
Switch to the Switch. That's why you haven't seen much on the Wii U in years.
I hope so.
I mean, think about it. Like, we had Star Fox this year.
That's about
Color Splash. What else?
Which, by the way, Color Splash is the name of a... Or it was a name of a HGTV show about interior decorators.
John, I told you not to bring up HGTV.
I'm just saying.
We'll talk about this.
I think that is it.
So
Mickey
think,
is a fake
top. I think they have...
There's anything I want
to... focus to the Switch.
He's looking at this podcast. Okay. Is that
what
Mickey
do,
is a
what
fake
do
top.
I think they're working
yeah,
on?
Yeah, what do you think Retro's working on? Do you think it's going to be Donkey Kong... Magma.
No, I...
Well,
can it
be a better one than
I
that?
Wanted,
damn.
I want it to be a Metroid. What I think they're... If it's smart, I think they're working on a Metroid. What I think they're working on is a new IP.
Okay. Oh. Well, I'm willing to give them that. And I just don't want them to make another fucking Donkey Kong game.
Animal Crossing.
Sick of Donkey Kong. I like Donkey Kong, but enough. They keep making Donkey Kong.
What's IP?
Can we do Soul Blazer?
A new franchise. Create their own thing.
By the way, if you ever need a Soul Blazer podcast, I'm available.
I've already got you for the Lufia.
Okay, great.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, they'll do an Animal Crossing for sure, by the way. Yeah, they absolutely come out
damn.
Immediately. If I had to throw out three games, I'm going to take Breath of
the Wild. Oh, yeah, Harvest Moon.
I want to take Breath of the Wild off the table.
Take it off the table.
Because we know that's...
Yeah, I can't predict that. I also predict Breath of the Wild will come out.
I think if they're smart, they launch with the new Mario game. They really needed 3D World at launch for the Wii U, and they didn't have it. They got it, you know, a year later, but I think they really need it.
You don't think they'll save it to be the Christmas thing because the actual console is not the Christmas thing?
I think they need to come out really strong.
I think they do.
They need to come out running
really strong. I think that's why they're missing this Christmas is they realize they need to launch with like five games that are must buy.
What do you think will be the Christmas thing? Because they always have their biggest thing possible.
Can I finish the launch real quick?
Of course you can.
So I think Mario is one.
Okay.
I think you have to get Call of Duty on there. Okay. I don't care about that, but I think you have to have something in that slot. Battlefield, some type of big third-party
Titanfall,
yeah. Destiny, not Destiny. Destiny won't be on there.
Battlefront, maybe? That'd be cool.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Star Wars. Getting some type of Star Wars license, I think, would be really smart. I don't know when Dragon Quest is coming out, but I would love if Dragon Quest was at launch, but I know it's not.
That'll come late. They're going to come out with like a sports or a Wii party. It's got to be a multiplayer.
Yeah, Nintendo Land, too.
There's got to be something that is multiplayer, because these are all very single driven, and you're going
to...
I think Mario Kart 8 Special Edition will be Metroid.
Yeah?
Yeah. I would love it to be at launch.
It won't be at launch. We would know something about it.
But
I think they will have a Mario. I think that Mario Kart that they're doing is going to be Mario Kart 8 Special Edition. It will launch. The game itself will be everything in the actual game plus all the original DLC all in one package, and then they'll have new DLC that was never available.
Well, they were playing with King Boo, who's not in the game.
Right, so that'll be the new DLC.
So that's why I'm like, there's something. Yeah,
and they were also doing. There was also a level that was a. Double dash level that wasn't, you couldn't actually dash, but you could, there were aspects of it like the item switching, and they had items that looked like they were double dash items, so it looked like they were doing new things with it.
I want individual items in Mario Kart. I want that back. But
yeah, I mean, I think a lot of people missed Mario Kart 8, and I personally think it's the best Mario Kart.
It's just the battle mode is garbage. But Battle Mode 64 was the best thing in the world.
Battle Mode 64 was the best.
Double Dash was the
best. Oh, I like Battle way more than racing in 64.
Mm-hmm. I think Twisted Metal came out and stole Battle Mode Thunder.
Play Twisted Metal.
It's fun.
I'm sure it is.
Anyway, that's the prediction game.
Great.
Yeah. Do you have a prediction?
Oh, no. I just was curious about what the game was.
Okay.
I thought it was like we're going to compete or something.
Yeah.
Do we think things like Wii Sports and Wii Party and Wii Fit, do we think that line is dead too? Do we think Miis are gone?
No.
I don't think Miis are gone. Wii Sports was a great IP. Like, it sold really well. But have they confirmed if there's any motion control that can work with this? Like, can the Wii...
They haven't, and I feel like...
But Breath of the Wild incorporates motion control with the magnet thing. So would they lose that? I don't think they would. I think these little guys have motion control.
I think they'll launch with something similar like that.
Okay.
Like, they've released the most recent... Like, they came out like Wii Sports and that kind of stuff came out with their other games. Because it was kind of like... It was a game that came with... So if you bought it, you got something. That was not really like a big ticket thing that's going to come out with it. Just to be like, here is something. So you bought it so you can use it. And it'll be like... The family thing, like, you know, like something that we can all play.
Something you can show your mom. But then you're also gets it.
Right.
But I don't think they're going to play that up a lot.
No.
Just because.
No, but it'll come out with it.
So I feel like the whole goal with the Switch is to really just wipe the slate clean. Because I feel like with the Wii U, it got so convoluted. That they're trying to, again, like, unify their mobile and their console. Get rid of all the confusion of the Wii U. And just start new and fresh. Yeah. So I feel like there probably will be something like that, but I don't think it'll be like a tent pole the way it was with the...
Maybe it'll be like a little suite of games that like try this and try this and try this, and now you got some things to play if you can't
like you can't afford to buy a game right now.
Mm. Gave you a little something.
Yeah.
I know we didn't touch on this, but I wanted to touch on it real quick. The Switch, do you think that's a good name?
Yeah, I mean, better than Wii U.
I mean, yes. There's a normal number of vowels in the word Switch.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
I've heard, and the reaction I've seen online in press and things like that has been extremely positive. People really like that.
Oh, good.
I mean, it's named well. It's named for...
Yeah.
Because I don't know... I mean, the Wii already, I thought, was like a weird... I'm like, what the hell was that choice to start with? And then, oh, let's keep it and add a U.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wii U. Like, wait.
Wii U. No. Like, if that... Wii if they had, if they had simply named that something different, I think it would have sold.
Yeah.
Like,
and,
simply...
And I think... Oh, sorry.
No?
I was going to say, I think the great thing about this is that it feels like it puts the name Nintendo back in it.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
I feel like the Wii and the Nintendo Wii U, you always say Wii and Wii U without
Nintendo. Yeah, you guys want to play Nintendo. Some Nintendo Wii?
Yeah.
Especially with the Wii U. You're like, Nintendo Wii U? No, no one's ever said that phrase in their
entire life. I still don't say Wii. I don't even say Wii U. I actually just say Nintendo or Wii.
There's a really good focus with that trailer. I went back, actually, and watched the Wii trailer where you have the two Japanese guys like, driving
like
around.
To play.
I actually really liked
it. I did,
trailer.
Too.
I thought
cute.
It was very
honestly,
smart.
At the end of the day, Wii did more right than it did wrong.
No,
it
Wii was an
amazing games on it.
Console. It sold 100
it's
million.
It's their best-selling
my,
console.
My mom... called me one day and was like, oh yeah, I was over at the neighbors playing some Wii Dance Party or like Wii Tennis or something.
Oh, my mom destroyed me on Wii Sports. Destroyed
and it's like
me.
A console that can get my mom, a 60-year-old woman, to play video games is, they did something correct. But the problem with the Wii U is what they didn't do anything particularly new with that. They just, they recycled old ideas and just gave it some new hardware, added a second screen, and I think that was kind of their downfall.
Yeah.
And this feels like, again, like this feels truly next gen. It doesn't feel like they're late to a party. It doesn't feel like they're...
If I'm ranking all the Nintendo home consoles, I don't know exactly what the ranking would be. But the two worst are certainly the Wii brothers. But I would say Wii U is actually the worst console they've ever made. And Wii is, all things considered, when I'm looking at software and things like that, Wii is a better console, and that surprised me. I didn't think that was going to be the case, because I complained about Wii like everybody else did, and motion control, and I thought that was stupid, but it, at the end of the day, it had amazing games, and they came out with a lot of games, and it brought Nintendo back to the leader of the... so they could do more interesting, and then it was just... it was really not a bad move at the end of the day. And Wii U just was a failure. So I hope this isn't
Wii
too.
Well, Switch, hopefully you will do well. We'll find out in a few months. Watch there be like another direct later this week telling them.
We're
like,
all
damn
on.
It.
We gotta do another one.
We clearly have to have a reaction
podcast.
Damn
it. All right.
Once it comes out.
We need to be a weekly podcast.
we need to wrap this spotlight episode up.
This is the Nerd Switch Out Switch podcast.
Which was not short at all. Gentlemen, thank you so much for coming out and chatting Nintendo Switch with me. Stay tuned, listener. In just a few days, I will be releasing my Halloween podcast. It's about Castlevania. So most of the people sitting in this room were on that one.
I wasn't.
You weren't so
sorry, folks.
I've been your host, Chris Bastian, and talking about the Nintendo Switch have been
Gavin Zonellan,
Christian Masonic,
John Luce.
Thank you for listening.